The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your best financial partner.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR, Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has signed into law a massive $738 billion defense spending bill. During his remarks yesterday, he summarized some of the weapons systems the bill includes.
Most importantly, we are supporting you, the heroes who defend our families, secure our nation, and protect our freedom.
And the president celebrated the launch of the Space Force, the first new military service in more than 70 years that was part of that bill. Virginia's Democratic Attorney General says gun sanctuary resolutions in that state have no legal effect.
Mark Herring says resolutions passed by local governments declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries have no legal effect. Since Democrats won majorities in the state Senate and House of Delegates in November, more than 100 cities, towns, and counties have passed such resolutions.
That is correspondent Keith Peters on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was up 78 points, the NASDAQ up 37. This is SRN News.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air.
I'm excited. This economy is on fire.
It's the King Banyan Show.
Let me emphasize that correlation is not causation.
As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
Please bring on the recession.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Inflation getting higher, makes it hard on the buyer.
Good morning. Welcome to the shortest day of the year. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. Is it the 21st, the solstice?
Yeah, I think the 21st is the winter equinox or solstice or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so the solstices are the summer and the winter, and the equinoxes are the fall and the spring, and so this is the shortest day of the year. My habit is by about 6:45 to be sitting at the breakfast nook. My backyard is reasonably sized with a little shed out the back, and normally I can see if I go to the other side of the table, I can see the sun come up. It's a great time. You know, though, December here, I sit at that table at that time, and it is dark. And I'm not a fan of that. But it's also the Christmas season, and we're, of course, really happy about that. And also, I have forgotten that we had this debate, and we have this debate every 10 years. Is the end of the decade 2019, or is the end of the decade 2020? No, it's 19. We had this discussion because we said, 1999 was the end of the century, 2000 started the new century, so it has to be the same with the decades. So, in the second hour of today's show, a reflection on, I think we'll start with this, because I want to do this week, what happened in the last decade. Not just doing the last few weeks or the next few weeks, or the next few months of economic forecasting or economic news, but to actually think in a much longer time horizon. And my contention that I'll make in the next segment is you could make a serious case for this might be the best decade we've ever had. How about that? When you're having grumpy times with that person at the table on Christmas Eve who doesn't have the same political opinion you do, throw that on there. This was the best decade ever. What do you think of that? And that doesn't matter. I hope you would be willing to make that argument on either side, regardless of what you think of the current proceedings. This is, by the way, an impeachment-free zone. I have nothing to say about it. That hasn't been said and wouldn't be said by, for example, my colleagues Brad Carlson and Mitch Berg. I don't know if they're doing live shows this weekend, but if they are, I'm sure they have opinions on them, and you could expect that. Wyatt, do you know the live schedule for the rest of the NARN this weekend?
I know the NARN is live today. I'm not sure if it's Brad or Mitch, though, but there is a NARN show today for sure.
All right. Good. Good. Well, my guess is if you still got something you want to learn about impeachment, my guess is you can hear it from them, because you're not going to hear it here. It's not that I'm not interested. That's not what this show does. We're here to talk economics. We're here to talk about finance. We're here to talk about, and we're actually going to talk a little bit of economics and sports today, based on an email I received from a friend this week who seems exasperated with the Twins and has hit what I think is the correct analysis. The correct analysis about the hot stove league as it applies to teams like Minnesota. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first, some economic news. Oh, yeah, and let's not forget, we still have to finish up the Brexit story, because guess what? They passed the withdrawal agreement yesterday. They actually did it. They are withdrawing from the EU on the 31st of January. That's exciting. We'll talk a little bit about that and sort of what lays before them and how Boris kind of, he's already shown an ability to zig when he's zagging and zag when he's zigging, and he's done it again with what happened here in the last 48 hours. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But let's just get to the general economic news of the week. The news was pretty good, led by the GDP report, of course, that came out. The GDP report was the same but better. How about that? The same but better. How could that be? Here on the King Daniel Show on Business 1440, we always focus on a number within the number. In the GDP report, the number within the number that we pay attention to is final sales of goods and services. In the third quarter, we got a number above 2%. It was actually, it looked like a really, really high number. But underneath it, we saw that final sales was about 1%. That is, of the 2% growth we saw in Q3, half of it was because of inventories expanding. Now, I had thought that was an indicator of a significantly smaller number. That was quarter two. So my expectation was in quarter three that would lead to a significantly smaller number. So I was surprised to the positive side, whereas I thought the rate would be closer to 1.5%. We got to 2% and 2.1% on the second and third estimates, the third estimate coming out Thursday. But was the number within the number was that final sales figure was raised so that inventories were largely unchanged. When that happens, it's usually a pretty good indicator that businesses are assessing, forecasting demand properly and holding the inventories they want to hold. Inventory investment, which is actually lies, there's some really good discussion within Keynes's general theory about this written about 80 years ago. There's some really good analysis of inventory investment, where it can be planned or could be unplanned. Planned inventory investment is investment. I'm buying more goods because I want to put them on the shelf, because when I have more goods on the shelf, that helps with sales. I can better match demands of my consumers with that inventory. My best story for that is I've got a friend that owns a boot store, sells lots of Western boots, sells some shoes. No, I do not wear boots, okay? I do not own a pair of cowboy boots. I would own a pair of cowboy boots for about the length of time it took me to bring them from the store to the home. As soon as they came into the home, my dear wife would look at me and say, "Those are not coming in." My friend owns a place. He has a small storefront, maybe two times the size of an average office, not much more. There are boots on display. There are a few shoes on display. I see him because he carries shoes in width, and I need my running shoes to be very narrow width, and he's the only person I know in Minnesota that sells them, and luckily for me, his place is about a mile from my office, so I can get new running shoes anytime I want. I guess I can order them online, but I like to support local businesses when I can, and I like to support this fella. His storeroom is four times the size of his storefront. His inventory, he argues, runs over 20,000 pairs of boots. If you come to his store, regardless of what your shoe size is, he's going to say, "I have the boot you want in the size you need." And he emphasizes fitting shoes. He invests a ton of money into inventory and uses it as an advantage. And so he doesn't worry very much about having a large inventory. Other businesses want to have as minimal inventory as possible. What's happened over the last 20 years has been the attempt to try to control inventory, because that's money you've spent that you haven't received back in sales yet. And they try to control it as much as they possibly can. My friend, the boot salesman, is an exception to that rule, but it's something he uses for his marketing purposes. I got the boot you want and the size you need, and that is what's happening right now. Is people are investing in inventory. When people invest in inventory, it's usually because they think sales are coming. So businesses are indicating through this process that they believe that sales will continue. They're not dropping inventory. They're not putting things on sale. My friend who's with the boot store, from time to time, will look at his boots and look at his shoes, and he'll say, "I don't have any. That shoe is not selling. I'm going to put those particular shoes on sale." He calls me if the running shoes I like, he's got too many of. He says, "I've got a few extra, and they're in your size. I'm willing to sell them to you at a discounted price. I would buy them. So that is, that, but for the most part, inventory investment has been strong. So that has happened. We had a good report from home builders. That was positive. Personal income numbers went up, and I wanted, and here's the best number of the week. The best number of the week is a 5.7% year-over-year gain in private sector wages and salaries. Personal spending rose, just as you would expect, 0.4% month over month. The savings rate in the United States is a quite healthy 7.9%. Being somewhere in the 7 to 8s is pretty good. If you go back a decade ago when it felt like people were spending like sailors on shore leave, that number was around 3.5%. They're nearly at 8% now. If you're saving 8 to 10% of your paycheck, you're probably doing pretty well. That savings rate has been fairly strong. The consumer has been doing well, and businesses are responding to that by and indicates what I believe to be a forecast. I'm coming around the idea that 2020 could be actually a pretty darn good year. We'll talk more about that right after this. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play Business Radio 1440.
Throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite Business 1440 hosts and shows with Alexa and Amazon smart speakers.
Santa, Santa, something terrible is happening.
Ho, 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 Rudolph, calm down. Tell me what's going on.
I just overheard Mrs. Claus talking.
Yes?
She said that she's getting a new Santa. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Rudolph, I know all about it. Mrs. Claus is getting a new Santa Fe from Invergrove Hyundai.
What's a Santa Fe?
The Santa Fe is Hyundai's most advanced SUV. Jam-packed with safety and technology features. And its spacious five-passenger interior is like the Claus family room on wheels.
Does this mean we won't have to take her in the sleigh to Pilates class every Tuesday?
That's right. Ho, ho, ho.
Every new Hyundai like the Santa Fe comes with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. You deserve a great car buying experience, and that's what you'll get at Invergrove Hyundai. Online at InvergroveHyundai.com. InvergroveHyundai.com.
And they're reindeer recommended.
Steps up. He's taking a shot. Has a man. Wants it deep downfield. Caught. Touchdown!
It's one win and into Frisco for NDSU football. Hi again, everybody. This is Jeff Culhane. Join me and our entire network broadcast team on Saturday. North Dakota State and Montana State semifinals of the FCS playoffs. Pre-game coverage at 12:30 on the Peterson Farm Seed Bison Radio Network.
Join us this weekend for live NDSU Bison football.
Here on Business 1440.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So whenever I hear this song, King Banyan Show, Business 1440, I used to hear my son as a teenager just walk around the house singing this song softly to himself and from time to time acting like he's skating. It's not a normal thing, but it's what teenagers sometimes do. And it always puts a smile on my face because every time I hear the song now played anywhere, I have that thought of that goofy kid. Now a 35-year-old and doing great. Lives here in the community, so we get to see the grandson whenever we want. So when people say, "Are you going away for Christmas?" it's like, "Why? Why? I got the best thing in the world just hanging out right here. Just I get to walk over, dump a bunch of gifts on their floor, and then say, "Okay, you clean them up." Awesome. 651-289-4477, the number to call. Questions, comments, King Banyan Show. Business 1440, 651-289-4477. Or hit us on Twitter at @KBRS, @KBRS, or follow me at Banyan Show if you're interested in that. So good week particularly on the consumer front. On manufacturing side, not as good. The manufacturing sector is still moving in a negative direction. You had bad reports from the Philly Fed, the New York Fed, the Kansas City Fed. The biggest one that I'm looking at is the Cass Freight's shipment index. I love their language. It's down 3.3%. Now the freight index is basically volume of physical goods being shipped by truck or train or ship. 12 months in a row of decline. So on the manufacturing side, not doing so well. Most of the information that's out there has been negative. Although I should point out that both the services and manufacturing PMIs for this month came out this past week. And they were a little bit positive on services, a little bit down 0.1% on the manufacturing side. And this is from Market, which does the survey. Although increases in new business remain historically muted, the rate of expansion quickened, with companies indicating the fastest rate of new order growth for 5 months. On manufacturing, output and new orders did ease, but is off the recent lows. There was a rise in hiring and, quote, output expectations improved to their strongest since June. In most of the analysis I've done over the last few weeks, and I gave, I want to say, 4 talks in the last 2 weeks discussing economics as people are trying to get their end of year and start their planning for 2020, and they'll invite somebody like me in to come talk about what do I see coming ahead. I usually want to start with what just happened. And what just happened really was, particularly mid-year, if you read the manufacturing data, if you go back and listen to our podcast on TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com, you would be able to find me saying that I thought the manufacturing sector was definitely in recession, and that my concern was that it would pull the service sector with it, and then the economy would tip over in 2020. I am less concerned about that right now. I, about 3 months ago, said, I can't see a recession happening in the first half of 2020. If you want to think about the politics of that for a second, most people's notions of where the economy is lag where the economy actually is by about 3 to 6 months. So if you don't see a recession starting within the first half of 2020, it's likely that in November, during the election season, voters will not see it either. I'm not quite ready to take third quarter off the table, but I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close to that. I'm actually waiting for like 2 more bits of information that will come right at the beginning of beginning of the new year. That's why I usually don't do my forecast show until mid-January, but because of travel issues, I probably will do it next week and just do the best I can through that. We will be here live next week. I am traveling during the first weekend of January, and we'll have a best of show for you then. But I think that this most recent information on manufacturing, if it holds up another month, probably puts a recession in 2020 off the table. The Wall Street Journal survey of economists, which came out early last week, indicates that basically 1.5 to 2% GDP growth throughout 2020, about where we are right now. Okay, so it's like growth but slower seems to be the watchword. I think it's gonna be growth, and right, at least for the first half, growth like what we have right now. I have yet to see anything that tells me anything other than Q4 could be slower than where we are right at this moment, unless you really want to hang your hat on 1.8 is slower than 2.0. Yes, it is. But say hello to my good friend Measurement Error and start to think about that. I just don't see that really being an issue. So you look around and you say, what's going to happen? Uncertainty? Yeah, sure. And then we'll talk about that much more next week. I'm going to save my discussion about the trade deal probably until next week as well, because I'm still looking for additional information on when signing of the Phase 1 agreement is. It's beginning to look like we'll not see the text until they sign it. So there's some, but who knows, maybe some information will get put out this week that we could use when we think about a forecast for next week. Brexit got solved, indeed. You know what, Wyatt, why don't we play that right now? Let's talk about Brexit for a moment. We've had a caller already want us to proclaim the good news. The Brexit deal is done. It passed by 120-some votes in Parliament yesterday. And this was Boris Johnson on the floor introducing the bill to the new Parliament. It had just been installed and seated and greeted with the Queen's speech on Thursday. So on Friday morning, probably while we were still sleeping, this is Boris Johnson on the floor of Parliament.
Now is the moment, as we leave the European Union, to reunite our country and allow the warmth and natural affection that we all share for our European neighbours to find renewed expression in one great new national project of building a deep, special and democratically accountable partnership with those nations we are proud to call our closest friends. The bill ensures that the implementation period must end on the 31st of December next year with no possibility of an extension. And it paves the way for a new agreement on our future relationship with our European neighbours based on an ambitious free trade agreement. Our aim is to provide a close friendship between sovereign equals, to promote our common interests, inspired by pride in our European heritage and civilization. I am absolutely determined that this great project will not be the project of one government or one party, but of the British nation as a whole. So Parliament, as I have said, will be kept fully informed about the progress of these negotiations.
So they voted, it's passed. What does this mean? It means two things. First of all, they will officially withdraw from the European Union on the 31st of January. There's now no likelihood that they will do that, that they will back off, that there will be any extension on that level. So all the conversation now has turned to what happens next. And what happens next is they need to negotiate what will the trade agreement look like between the EU and the UK. Now, you've heard said from them over the last 3 years, those who have promoted the leaving of the United Kingdom from the EU, that if no deal is made, we'll fall back on the rules of the World Trade Organization. The EU, of course, doesn't want that. And part of what has happened, with, interestingly, the support of the United States, has been an emasculation of the World Trade Organization, the WTO, which judges those rules, because there's not enough people been appointed to the Court of Appeals of the World Trade Organization for it to function. And the reason they're not there is the United States is supposed to put people onto the WTO court, and it has chosen not to because the United States doesn't want to live with the WTO. It doesn't want, it would prefer it not to exist, the current administration. And so the UK can't sort of say, well, we'll live with WTO rules. There aren't going to be WTO rules. There's at least there's going to be no enforcement mechanism for WTO. So that's going to be an issue, and the European Union plays a lot of hardball. But I think it's in their interest to make a deal. And I think a deal will be made. Please do not listen too closely to the people saying, well, and I hear people say, well, Trump's going to put Mnuchin and Pompeo and Lighthizer on a plane. They'll go to London, and we'll have a new free trade zone between the U.S. and the U.K., you know, like that. Look, if you've been watching the China thing, if you've been watching USMCA, haven't you learned by now that there's no such thing as a quick free trade deal? There is a quick free trade deal, but it's not a deal. It's a unilateral action. Any government could decide tomorrow, you know what? We're just not going to have tariffs. We're just not going to be bothered collecting them. Okay? Ali urchins free. Bring all your goods here. We're going to be fine. Just bring them over. Sell them to our people at whatever price our citizens are willing to buy them at. U.S. companies, you can just, or U.K. companies, make good stuff. People will buy it. Of course, that's not going to happen. A free trade deal is not free trade. A free trade deal is a deal which manages trade. And you might like managed trade. And I might have to live with the fact that some trade is going to be managed no matter what, and national security issues are a reason why I might be okay with that. But please spare me the language that you would call it free trade. It's not. But the UK has definitely listened to its election. It got off the dime. It passed the withdrawal agreement, which is a big piece of the puzzle. But there's a lot more work to do, and believe me, we'll be talking about the UK and Brexit a lot more in 2020. We'll be back after this. We're going to change the subject, and we're going to talk about the fact that sometimes maybe this state of Minnesota does things to shoot itself in the foot, even when it comes to its sports teams. We'll be back right after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Silent night. Holy night.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A fine watch from Wixon Jewelers is the gift of confidence and good taste. You'll be astounded at Wixon's selection of remarkable timepieces from only the world's best watch brands. Wixon Jewelers watch experts don't get paid on commission, so they're free to give you all the attention you deserve. Whether for the collector or the fashion conscious, a watch from Wixon Jewelers is a gift that will stand the test of time, delivering unwavering commitment to the exceptional for 30 years. Wixon Jewelers Bloomington. No mall crowds, park right at the front door. Open every day till Christmas.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Are you looking for accessories for your pressure washer? American Pressure in Robbinsdale is the authority. From rotor nozzles to flat surface cleaners, extending wands, sewer jetting hose and nozzles, undercarriage cleaners, hose reels, and more. We've got it all for you. Visit us at AmericanPressure.com.
American Pressure.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. Business 1440. All right. There's some nonsense up with which I will not put. Don reaches out to us on Twitter to insist that decades start with one. Using a Farmer's Almanac link and an elevator statement. Where does the elevator start? And the article from Farmer's Almanac says, elevators always start with the first floor. No. Many elevators around the world start with G for ground. And in many countries, ground floor is indicated by zero, not one. The first floor is the first floor above the ground. All right? I insist. Go ahead. You can call me. 651-289-4477. I will tolerate little room on this question. We did not celebrate the new millennium in 2001. I was there. I can remember what we did. Not having it. All right. 651-289-4477. Are you celebrating the end of the decade this December 31st or next December 31st? Let me suggest if you do it December 31st next year, there's going to be a lot of blank stares, and you might be having a very lonely New Year's Eve. All right, so we seldom do sports on this show, and when we do sports, we typically prefer to do sports that have an economics focus to it. As people who listen to the show know, if you've listened to the show for a long time, I spend a lot of time thinking about how governments build major palaces to their sports teams. When I was in the legislature, as the show intro notes, I'm a former state legislator. I was there for the vote on the Viking Stadium bill. I'm quite associated with the group that opposed the building of the stadium. And to this day, I have not stepped foot in U.S. Bank Stadium and have no intention of doing so. My thought is there might be still somebody there that remembers my opposition and want to come up to me to say, oh, what are you doing here? And I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. But I was talking with Wyatt before the show, and Wyatt is a sports fan. I'm a sports fan. I love baseball. Wyatt loves baseball. So I receive an email from a friend of mine, a blogger. He hasn't done the story on his blog yet, and I'm going to let him have the fun with it. Linking to a piece on Twins Daily about making a mega deal for the Twins and basically saying that the Twins blew it last season by not trading away some of their youth to get a frontline pitcher that could have led them deeper into the playoffs than they had. The Twins, of course, have this winter been associated with many free agents who have ended up signing elsewhere. And my friend writes this, and Wyatt, I haven't read this to you yet, but I'm just going to ask you to, you're welcome to chip in and reflect on that. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Well, I'll read the first two paragraphs. Whether we're talking about this deal or signing a free agent top-of-the-rotation pitcher, there's something we haven't discussed. When Wheeler signed with the Phillies, he signed with a team in a state with a top marginal tax rate of 3.07%. When Madison Bumgarner signed with the Diamondbacks, he signed with a team playing in another low-tax state. Obviously, Gerrit Cole signed in a high-tax state, but the Yankees' revenue stream outdistances everyone except the Dodgers. The Twins either have to develop an ace or they'll have to trade for one. Even then, they won't be able to keep them long because they'll demand such a huge contract it will send them packing. Wyatt, yeah. The top tax rate that has to be paid by a Twins player is at 9% for state taxes. They're going to pay 37% on most of their income to federal, plus another 3+% in the in Social Security, Medicare, basically taxes. But then you'd have to you top up another 9%. If a player signs in Texas, there's no income tax in Texas. Do you think the taxes in Minnesota are keeping the Twins from signing a good pitcher?
You know, It's interesting that you bring that up. That's an interesting point to me because that's something I don't think a lot of people would even consider. I think a lot of people look at it from a different standpoint and say, who wants to come to Minnesota and play in cold weather with a team that's smaller market? Because like you said, the revenue of the Yankees is unmatched. So, I mean, 9% is a big number, but at the same time, it's 9% of millions if you're going for a big-time pitcher. I don't think that is what's keeping guys away. I think it's more of just the appeal in general of why come and play for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, so you think it's just the fact that the Twins are just not a very popular team, right?
I think it's more of, if you look at the Twins, there's not a ton of big-name players. And you have to start by getting one. And once you get one, then it becomes a little bit easier to start to lure these guys in. So like you said, you can develop them, or you have to go out and be willing to pay the money to get one.
Right. Once you pay it to them, when their contract comes up and they can negotiate with any team, do you think they might be more willing to hop to a team in Texas or Florida where they don't have to pay any income tax?
You're saying after the fact that they've been with the Twins?
Yeah, after they've been with the Twins, are they likely to jump ship?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That I think that's true. Now it's different, and so what happens in baseball is, and here's a little understanding of accounting helps here. And if I have accountants listening who want to chime in, 651-289-4477. When you play baseball, professional baseball at the major league level, you're going to play in different states, 81 games in other states, 81 games in Minnesota. You're going to get taxed only at that 9% number on the 81 games you play at Target Field. You pay in the other states the rate at which that state comes, because your place of work is different when you go. So when you go play against the Yankees, your annual three games against the Yankees, you're paying income tax to the state of New York. And to the city of New York, which has a city income tax, which is higher. It makes you wonder then, why the heck would Gerrit Cole go there? Yes, they have deep pockets. They could basically pay the taxes for him. But there's another reason that I think that my good friend missed on this, which is the media market. There are local ads that a Garrett Cole can now do in New York City. There are local ads that LeBron James can do in Los Angeles. LeBron James went from a state that taxes him at approximately 5% to a state that's going to tax him at 13%. Why would he do that? He does that because he has all these other... Whether it's the fact that that the media market can generate so much additional revenue for him in doing local ads. Okay? I'm sorry, Kent Herbeck. I don't think you made a whole lot of money off doing ads for Mills Fleet Farm, with all due respect to Mills. But, I don't think doing ads for air conditioning companies in Minnesota pays you nearly as much as doing ads for, an air conditioning company in Los Angeles. Or a water softener company in San Francisco or something like that. So you are going to be much more willing to go in those markets because you can compensate through the media market in terms of endorsement money for the extra taxes you're going to have to pay. Minnesota can't compete with that, and I'm so sorry. That's not a function of the tax rate. That's a function of the size of your economy. Okay, are taxes hurting the state of hurting the Minnesota Twins? Yeah, but I don't feel too bad for them. That stadium was partially paid for by state revenue, so live by the taxes, die by the taxes. Feel the same thing about the Vikings and U.S. Bank Stadium. Okay, if you had to pay Kirk Cousins an extra $5 million to cover his tax bill that he's got to pay to the state of Minnesota, it's fine. By the way, football, it's very different because they only play like 10 games here in Minnesota. There's only 10 game checks here in Minnesota. If he lives in a no-tax state and they pay him a signing bonus that's independent of whether or not they cut him or not, he gets taxed at the state he lives in off-season. That's why a lot of these folks live down south, because most of the southern states don't have income taxes. They live there so that signing bonuses don't get taxed. And trust me, they all have agents and accountants that are giving them that information. But I agree taxes are hurting them. But I think I'm sorry. If I can make money in New York City advertising for, what's the big sporting goods stores that are in New York City?
In New York?
In New York, yeah.
I don't know.
I've forgotten. But you get my point. If you can advertise for a sporting goods store in New York City, you're going to make a ton more endorsement revenue than you would in advertising for one here in Minnesota. This is just how it is. And that's always going to be the way. And yes, taxes matter, but taxes in the other states you can compensate for off the endorsement money. And I contend that's what's doing it. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Minnesota did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. Nearly 2 millennia ago, a young woman said these words. Mary had just heard the news that she would bear the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Christians all over the world celebrate the incarnation, the true reason for Christmas. One truth of Christmas that we might miss amidst all else going on. Truly, there is no more powerful affirmation in history of God's design for women than the incarnation. Our culture tells us it's pro-woman, but war is against women in the womb. In Scripture, Jesus is born of a woman. The Genesis curse on childbearing is overcome by God. The elegant distinctiveness of womanhood is elevated and affirmed, while the culture of death and abortion is rebuked. Indeed, God has looked on our humble estate. Merry Christmas. I'm Owen Stram.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Impacting policy decisions today. Preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
Giving your computer problems a boot. Arby's Computer Service.
When you want your computer fixed right the first time, Arby's is the place.
Hi, this is Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Why is it that your cell phone is replaced every 2 to 3 years with no thought about cost, but when it comes to your computer in your office, you try and hold out 5 to 6 years or longer to do the same?
Arby's Computer Service.
What is that loss in productivity doing to your bottom line? Do you know that we can sell you a brand new commercial computer that is super fast for less than the cost of your new iPhone or Android phone? Why are you waiting? Call us today. We can be reached at 763-441-3884. That's 763-441-3884. Or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Joy to the world.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show Business 1440. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for listening. Your second hour. Reasons to be thankful this season, to be grateful, and for the idea that despite how you might think of what happened over the last week, this decade might be the best decade ever. And I don't even care if you think the decade ends in at the end of 2020. I just don't care. Okay? Not paying any attention to that conversation. If you want to talk about it, you're going to have to call 651-289-4477. Not responding any further on, not responding on Twitter to that nonsense. We're done with that. I want you to think about this. A football player calls his tax accountant. He makes, let's say he makes about 30, let's say he makes about $10 million a year. He works 170 days of the year and has the rest of his year off. So he works about 9 months a year. They get scheduled for vacation time. That player's coming up on a bye week. And let's say that player plays here in Minnesota. If that player goes to Florida, where there is no state income tax, and receives the check and say goes to some place to work out so he can claim that he's in fact still engaged in training, still engaged in his work, he's just saved himself about $20,000 in taxes. Okay? Every day that Dez Bryant on a $13 million contract, this is from a Sports Illustrated piece, every day Dez Bryant spent in California at training camp because the Cowboys, when we played for them, trained in Oxnard rather than down in Texas because the weather in Oxnard's better. But it was costing him $10,000 a day in extra taxes to the state of California. Have you ever thought about that before? I hadn't. But it's a really interesting point to me. I just wanted to highlight that as well. It's the Christmas season, and a few thoughts I'll stick in here before we do the next hour, where we're going to do sort of an hour's thinking about the great 2010s. I don't know. You want to call them the tens? Want to call them the teens? I'm not sure. I had this argument. My family is hard to buy Christmas gifts for. That's why I love having a 5-year-old grandchild. He's easy. Okay. And so we always put onto our show around this time this very famous paper by a fellow named Joel Waldfogel, done now, maybe more than 15 years ago, titled "The Deadweight Cost of Christmas." Economists love to talk about this paper because what it suggests is this. I go out and buy something. So I had someone give me a gift. Let me use a different example. People we've met over the last few months who are visiting St. Cloud State from an international campus. We've had them to dinner a couple of times. We've become friends. The husband and I are actually writing a paper together on the Federal Reserve and the central bank of his country. And so they wanted to give my wife a gift, a Christmas gift. They bought her a hat. The moment I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh. Have they, you know, because my wife doesn't wear hats. She has beautiful hair. I'm biased, but yeah, I'm going to say she has beautiful hair. And her beautiful hair should not be covered by a hat, she says. People would say, well, what about when it's cold out? I'm like, no, that doesn't matter. She'd rather, first of all, there's enough hair there to cover her ears. And second of all, even if her ears did get cold, that would not be a sufficient reason to cover her hair. She wants to be warm. I mean, she wants her hair to be flowing and long, and she'll be warm enough. Don't worry about that. The point of the Walt Fogel article is, if on average, if I go out and buy, let's say, Wyatt, who I don't know well, right? I don't really know Wyatt. If I go out and buy Wyatt a gift, and I spend $10 on this gift, on average, people like Wyatt would value the gift at about $7. Meaning that if I was to give him $8 of cash, he'd be better off than the $10 gift. Which would make you think, as an economist, I'd be like, okay, so I can save $2, and he's a buck better off. Why don't we do this more often? Well, the reason is, of course, we want to demonstrate how much we know about our friends. We want to do that. I say don't fall into the trap. Think about your friends. Think about what they would want and try to make a good faith effort to give them something that they would value. And I think that will end up doing better. So don't. I like to have you think like an economist many times. But in the case of Christmas, nah, don't do that. Think it out. Get them a nice gift. I'll be dropping a gift off for friends real soon, and I hope you will too. Back after this, King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Business 1440 and iHeartRadio, they go together like pennies and pinching. Listen anytime, anywhere at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play Business Radio 1440.
Throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite Business 1440 hosts and shows with Alexa and Amazon smart speakers.
If you are experiencing hair loss, let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss, IneedMoreHair.com. Hi, I'm Mike Greenlee, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to IneedMoreHair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair, and they can do the same for you. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, the results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan. IneedMoreHair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's IneedMoreHair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out IneedMoreHair.com for complete details. That's IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford. Let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. Check out IneedMoreHair.com.
Hi, this is Scott from the Kingdom Builders. I had the privilege of living in Central Asia for a number of years, and The word for roof is krisha in that country, and it has a meaning more than just the roof over your heads, but it has an understanding of physical protection. Who is your roof? Who is your protection? It also means someone watching out for you or over you. Here at the Kingdom Builders, we want to be providing a quality product, a quality roof for your family or for your business. But more important than that is to communicate that the Lord Jesus is our ultimate protection. He is the one that has paid the penalty for our sins so that we might know eternal life in Him. So if we at the Kingdom Builders can provide for you a krisha, a roof for your home, or share with you more about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our ultimate covering and protection, give us a call at 612-900-9166 or visit us on the web at thekingdombuilders.net. That's thekingdombuilders.net.
It's smoked for 14 hours. We know you're going to love that pulled pork. 2141 Cliff Road in Eagan and at RackShackBarbecue.com. Get that Rack Shack attack.